Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now, yesterday, we were beginning to say that to believe in his name is not merely to confine belief to his actual name, Jesus. That means it's not just enough to be saying, "Oh yeah, he was called Jesus. That's what I believe in his name." No, to believe in his name means to believe that all that has been revealed concerning him is true. He is who he says he is. He is who God says he is. He has done what he said he was going to do, what it was prophesied concerning him, and that was to go to the cross, to be slain and wounded for our sins. And to receive Christ, we believe in him. It's to acknowledge, we acknowledge that this is God's salvation. God's only provision for our salvation is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, Jesus only can save. Church can't save. Sacraments can't save. You being good and sweet and nice, God bless you, it can't get you to heaven. But Jesus can save, and to receive him is to take him as the one who shed his blood for the remission of your sins. To receive him is to humble yourself before him as a hell-deserving sinner and freely receive the grace and the forgiveness he offers. Oh, listen to the scripture again. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." What a privilege that through Jesus that we can become children of God, sons of God. In Jesus, we are reckoned and treated as sons and daughters of God. That's a dignity. Oh, what a dignity. If Jesus is your Savior, my friend, if Jesus is your Savior, you are a child of God. You are not a second-class citizen. You are a child of the Lord Almighty. So let me ask you, have you received him by faith? If you have, then you're his child. Oh, but I've not been very good this. No, wait a minute. Let's get away from you. Let's get our eyes on Jesus. He is your hope, not you. He will not abandon you. He will not forsake you. Look, times may be hard. I understand that. But keep your eyes on Jesus. The troubles you are in will pass, and he will remain faithful. And you have been adopted into the family of the King of Kings. You are in Christ. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Could I just say this? Jesus is astonishing. That's right. The sinner who was the heir to all of God's curses has, through the sacrifice, one sacrifice of the Lord Jesus made once, has now got a sure claim on the mercy of the Holy One. And justice itself will give salvation to the vilest and the worst of us who take refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's he who has paid for us by shedding his blood at the cross. Ah, Jesus is the giver. But have you received eternal life? Go to him, and he'll save you. And that is the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee, 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.